Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, 6-8. Here we have Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer Meshum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The following seven things are essentially beneficial to good people when they're tzaddik and using for the right, but of course, when used for the wrong purposes, they are not good. So what are these seven special traits which are especially good when put in the hand of the tzaddikim? They are Hanoi, beauty, V'hakoach, physical strength, V'haosher, wealth, v'hakavod, respect and honor, v'hachochma, wisdom, v'hazikna v'haseva, this is one thing, old age and like ripe old age, zikna is 60 plus, seva 70 plus. We're going to bring these together because you see in the psukim we have seva mentioned. Then we have letzadikim, then we have v'habanim, children, those seven things, na letzadikim v'na la'olam. They're good. They're good for the tzaddikim, the righteous, and they're good for the world if the righteous have them. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, now we're going to bring a bunch of psukim here, and these psukim are going to essentially support this idea. Here we go. It says, Ateres tiferes seva bederech tzedaka timatze. The crown of splendor is in ripe old age. There's your seva. It will be found in the path of righteousness, meaning that the crown the crown a person receives is that of Tiferes is by reaching old age, and the way to get it is through tzedakah, giving tzedakah, ensuring that justice fulfilled and so on. Then you have Va'omer, another pasuk, Ateres Chachamim Ashram. The crown of the wise is their wealth. Again, the idea is that if you put wealth in the hands of the wise, so that will be a way for them to glorify themselves and glorify the world. Va'omer ateres zakenim, the crown of the elders. B'nei banim is their grandchildren. V'tiferes banim avosam, and the splendor of the children is their parents, if the parents are, again, righteous. Again, all these are psukim, essentially, from Mishlei, from Proverbs, except the very last one in the end. We're going to get to it shortly. Then you have Va'omer Tiferes Bachurim Kocham. The splendor of the young people is their kocham, is their strength. V'hadar Zekenim Seva. And the glory of the elders, Zekenim, those who are Kona, Zeshekona Chochma, Zekenim, those who have embodied wisdom, is Seva, is that they, when they're old, they can execute into their old age with their wisdom. That is going to be their glory. V'omer V'chafra, another pasuk says, V'chafra Halvana Uvosha Hachama. The moon is going to be embarrassed and the sun will be ashamed. This is metaphorically speaking, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakos Bahar Tzion of Yerushalayim, when Hashem in the future, in the Messianic age, once again is present and ruling from Yerushalayim, then it'll be such the glory of Hashem will be so dazzling, it'll put the sun and the moon's light to shame, so to speak. V'neged Zekenav Kavod, and on behalf of his Zekenim and those who are his elders who have acquired his wisdom, there'll be Kavod, there'll be honor. Okay, those are all psukim. The last thing from Yishai, the previous from Mishlei, which show that these seven things in aggregate are a kavod and a glory and a benefit to those who are righteous and bring goodness to the world. Now, an observation as the Brisa ends here, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who said this all along, Omer, Elu sheva midos shemanu chacham letzadikim. These seven traits that were just enumerated as being good for the tzadikim, kulam niskaimu barebi uvanav. They were all fulfilled and exhibited in like sort of a paradigmatic ideal way in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Kapal of the Mishnah, Uvanav and his children. So if you want to see an example of what it means to be a righteous person, a tzaddik who embodies all these things, wealth and wisdom, honor, beauty, physical strength, children, old age, so you need to look no further than Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and his children who are the paragons of this, having embodied them and used it to bring goodness to the world. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, don't forget, was like the leader of the Jewish people and a tremendous hero and great respect for them, even in the eyes of the Romans, and did so much to rebuild up in the end of the second century the Nasius and the Sanhedrin and the the glory of Hashem and the material well-being of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael.